Previously on the COVID house.
I've accomplished my goals, and that's all that matters.
Listen to the one who rises.
They won't, TJ, because I had to make a deal.
Karen? But it can't be.
My name is Karen, and I've got a very important role for you here. You might be young, but it's really never too early to care about your future. You said people would understand that I'm trying to make this estate a safe place. I believe in this dream, but every time I've talked about it, people hesitate, just like you did. But I finally put together the team and resources to make this happen.
I haven't had kids, but if I do, I'd want them to have his perseverance and ability to see people for who they are.
Do you know how much that one day has hurt me?
Ben, I care so much about you. You have no idea.
Perhaps one day he'll see the truth and realize he's on the wrong side. But in the meantime, at least my distraction gave the child a chance to escape. And now I truly pray that my actions have made a difference here.
So Thomas, I'll make it simple. Leave the facility to me and I'll let you go.
Karen? I'm going to blow up that facility and get my revenge. I don't care how many guns you've got pointed towards me. I'm going to fulfill my mission now.
Well, you don't have much leverage here. Don't forget, your army did run away.
They were cowards.
What if there's another option that you're not thinking about?
I've thought about everything, and like I said, nothing is going to stop me, especially you.
That's where you're wrong, TJ. I can stop you because I know your greatest weakness.
I have no weaknesses. I don't need any army. I'll take you out myself.
Strike Team Theta, hold off. I can handle him.
You're faster than I remember.
You've never actually seen me fight up close, TJ. I'm no slouch. It looks like Agent Mallory did a number on you. You're definitely in no fighting shape. But you're also hurt, so I suggest you stop. One word, and my army will take you out.
Where did you get an army?
We don't need to fight. We both have something the other one wants.
You have nothing I want.
Ugh, that's where you're wrong. Oh, Thomas, I know we don't talk much, but I could have used someone like you on my side. You didn't have many friends, did you? Except possibly for Tim and what's her name?
If you think you're going to mention her name...
Oh, right.
Then I'll...
Ebony.
Karen!
Calm down. I'm your best friend right now. Without me, you'll bleed out and never see your beloved wife again.
Don't you dare speak ill of the dead.
The dead? Who told you that?
Tim told me the truth. He even showed me the video of what you did to her. I'll never get that out of my head.
Ah, yes, Tim. What a trustworthy friend he's been.
What are you saying?
Conveniently providing you with blueprints, locations.
What?
High-level data to destroy the facilities in a very specific order. And what a surprise! He saved the largest and most useful facility for last. How do you even know that video was real? What if it was a deep fake?
No way!
If only you could put two and two together.
He found what we needed. When we needed it.
Where do you think Tim got the data for any of these attacks? Unless he all of a sudden became a world-class hacker and cybersecurity expert overnight. Has he been making you food? Giving you drinks? Showing you his loyalty? Making you feel like you're the boss?
Karen! I don't need to answer to you. I know who I can trust.
Well then, with all this trust, it's quite a surprise that you're alone. Did Tim abandon you with the others?
No. Tim was just here. He was just...
He's been using you, TJ.
He would never do that.
Do you remember last year when you walked into the lab and saw Tim?
How could I forget? You had him on a table. You were experimenting on him.
I was trying to save him from being brainwashed. Max was experimenting with his mind, and I was trying to prevent that from happening. That is, until you stopped me.
No, I saved Tim from you.
Are you so sure about that? Because from my point of view, you were the threat, and you did far more damage than good.
I don't believe it. If you were saving Tim, you would have said something.
TJ, I tried to. But in my mind, you were in on the plan. You monitored all of Max's security. You did everything he asked. You even signed up to be Tim's personal security guard.
I agreed to look after Tim to keep him safe.
How was I supposed to know that you weren't aware of Max's real plan?
Impossible. Tim wouldn't do that.
Oh, right. So he could donate bone marrow to Max in exchange for $100 million. What a generous offer. Don't you see? Max used Tim to enact his plan.
How dare you? I'm going to get up, and I'm...
still hurting, aren't you? You really are clueless, aren't you? It's no wonder that Tim used you in the same way as Max used him.
No.
You should have realized you were being played the entire time. The cult was never on your side.
They helped me destroy the COVID houses. We stopped people from being experimented on.
Yet the facilities you destroyed only had a skeleton crew, or always seemed to be empty.
We stopped them before they started their plan.
Did it ever occur to you that Max had been anonymously feeding your boundless citizens information over the past several months? Information which helped the leader, who you call the follower, gain more influence than ever.
No, I was their leader. They listened to me.
Oh, let me guess. You recruited these militiamen to your side. You helped them with logistics and talked to them daily to keep them on mission like the follower did. They were a group of fringe conspiracy theorists who spent their lives being laughed at and ridiculed for their beliefs. And then the follower made sure they were actually proven right.
No, you're lying.
Imagine spending your life believing a conspiracy theory, and then someone shows you proof that the conspiracy was true. Imagine how those men felt when they saw the COVID houses. The follower had them eating out of the palm of his hand. You were just a means to an end.
How?
You did what they were hoping for.
We were doing the right thing. We saved lives.
But that was only possible because of the inside information that Max provided through Tim, who was working on his behalf. Don't you see? Max manipulated you. But trust me, he did the same exact thing to me, promising me that together I'd get the safety and protection for those I care about. He knew what I wanted most in life, and he held that in front of me like he actually cared. But he was only using me to help with his plan. You and I were not that different.
You and I are nothing alike.
No? Then tell me, why would Max spend nearly half a year working on Tim's mind? Why would he provide you with the experimental strength to take out these facilities one by one? It was because he wanted to get James Mallory out of the way so he could take over the guardians behind the scenes.
Mallory died because he killed my wife and challenged me.
No, that's not it. The guardians have a select group of clients that fund all of their operations, but most of the guardians were loyal to Mallory. Max knew that Mallory was getting close to discovering his true plan and that he was the only one who could stop him. So Max put together a plan for you to take Mallory out.
Max isn't here. How could he?
Max let everyone believe that. But in reality, he simply never left the freezer.
No.
He's been biding his time and waiting for the right moment.
No, that's impossible. You're just telling me this to make me question myself. Nothing is going to stop me from my plan.
Don't you see? When you were with those boundless citizens, the only person you ever really talked to, the only person you said you could trust was Tim. But you weren't talking to and listening to Tim. Every word that came out of Tim's mouth, every gesture, piece of data, plan that was arranged and organized, all of that was set up by Max.
No, I'm tired of listening to your lies. I'm going to take out that facility, even if it's the last thing I do.
I believe Tim's been giving you something to put you on edge, to increase your paranoia and anger beyond normal levels. Fight it, TJ. Trust your gut.
Enough!
He's turning around and going to the door. I've got a clean shot.
Wait.
No one will stop me. Not now, not ever.
Wait, don't shoot him. Just hold off.
Karen, he's turning around and going to the door. I've got a clean shot.
No, just wait. Let him move forward.
But Karen...
I'm not going to be able to open the door without his access code, and we need him for our plan.
He's moving around like... nothing happened.
This facility gets destroyed one way or another.
How is he recovering so fast?
I checked the records. They did some enhancement on him before they froze him, but I don't think he'll be able to keep this up for long.
Okay. I'll take him out once he opens the door.
That won't be necessary. I've got someone for him inside of those walls. Someone that he won't expect.
Karen?
Holly, I've got this.
Listen, TJ just picked up one of the guns that the guards dropped. He wasn't supposed to be armed.
It's okay. Everything is going according to plan.
Is it? Because remember, you told me that Ben is in there, so that changes things. That wasn't what we discussed.
Ugh. Always you and Ben. What is it with you and that kid? He's been nothing but trouble.
Didn't you say you needed him?
I don't need him. Max needs him for his plan. To be perfectly honest, I wouldn't mind if Ben was just...
If Ben was what? How could you? From the beginning, we've talked about protection and safety, and now you're...
Now I'm what? Watch your tone, Holly. You have no idea what I've been through over the past year.
What you've been through? I moved into a secret facility. Life hasn't been so hot for me either.
Challenge me like that again, and I'll treat you like they treated my grand... Ugh. It doesn't matter.
No. What were you gonna say?
My grandmother was thrown to the ground 6 months ago and put into intensive care. She barely survived because of a random attack, and it's part of why I left.
I'm sorry.
They attacked her for no reason, Holly. So I've changed my plan to react to a different world. A world that takes a kind and gentle old woman like my grandmother and decides to throw her to the ground because of how she looks. Where my little cousins are afraid to go outside because they think someone's going to attack them because of who they are. But when I have access to this facility, that different world will be a blip in history, a forgotten memory, because soon I'll have the ability to ensure safety and security to each and everyone that agrees to my protection. No one will ever live in fear again, and that's why every person you see here has signed up for our mission.
Mission? What mission?
To live a life in which they'll no longer be afraid to step outside. So they'll stop waking up with the nightmare of living in fear for their loved ones. Because for the first time in recent memory, I will make them completely safe. And that's why this facility is so important, because it's time to stop hiding, to proudly show our faces. It's time that we no longer live in fear.
Our fear.
For we are united, and soon the world will know our true power so that no one will ever threaten us again.
These people, the people who are following you, everyone, your entire army, they're all...
You can say it, Holly. We're all Asian.
But the safe haven, this isn't what we planned.
Yeah, about that. What if we didn't have to go somewhere? What if we could just make the safe haven our everyday lives? Why did we have to break away? Why can't the world bend to our will? And what if there are millions of people who feel the same exact way, who are seeking safety and security, but they simply want proof that it's no longer an impossible dream? The people you see are tired of living in fear, and there are countless others just like them who will do anything to walk down the street and know that they're 100% safe. And I can make that happen. You see, Holly, I never gave up on my mission of safety and security, but now I'm just doing it with a different group.
Well, maybe Ben can help. Just let me save him, and maybe we can work with you.
No. I offered Ben a chance to join our movement, to use his voice to help lead the next generation, but he didn't take it seriously, and now Ben's just getting in the way.
But he may die in there.
My plan's already in progress, Holly. TG's leading right into my hands, because when he sees who I've got inside that building, let's just say he won't offer much resistance.
You seem so sure about what TJ's gonna do.
Oh, I'm sure. I spent 6 months on this plan, so don't get in the way.
TJ's changed. He killed a guy right before we arrived. He's unpredictable. We have to go in and save Ben now.
You never really did see the big picture, did you, Holly? Fine, if you want to go save Ben, go ahead. You go in there and do it yourself. Be my guest. And just as an FYI, I think you and I are done working together. So when this is over, you're free to live your life. Maybe this time you won't waste it.
Waste? The only waste was working with you. After this, I won't waste anything ever again. I'm gonna get Ben, and I'm gonna save him. I can't believe I trusted you, Karen.
Good luck, Holly. You're gonna need it.